I'd like our children to come forward. Would you guys like to come forward for the children's sermon? Come on up forward here. And if you're an adult but still feel like a child, you're welcome to sit up here too if you'd like. Good morning. Now, this is a special weekend, isn't it? And what's it called? What this weekend is? It's called Memorial Day weekend. And tomorrow is Memorial Day. And on Memorial Day, we remember the fallen soldiers. These are people who have paid the ultimate price, so to speak. People who have gone off to war and didn't come home. But they did it in defense of this country. They did it for very important ideals, for very important values that we believe makes our world and life more important to us. I'm going to show you a couple pictures of things. And it was a year ago at this time that my wife and son and myself, we were in Washington, D.C. We were in Washington, D.C. And you can't go anywhere in Washington, D.C. without seeing a monument or a memorial. And you know what a monument or a memorial is? What is a monument or a memorial?
I'm pretty sure a monument is a big, like, tower or something, a relic of history.
So it's some kind of a structure or some kind of a sculpture that points to something. I'm going to show you just a few. These are some of the pictures that we took when we were there. This, the first one here, see that? That's a man. That's FDR. That's Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was one of our presidents a number of years ago. And let's see. Here's some more. How about this individual? Who that is? That's Martin Luther King Jr. And that's made out of granite. And there's a picture of Martin Luther King like this coming out of the stone. And Martin Luther King talked about civil rights, didn't he? About the equality of all people and that we all needed to be treated fairly. There's another one of Martin Luther King, right? How about this building? You know what that building is? This building, the Lincoln Memorial. That houses the Lincoln Memorial. Oh, and that one there, you know what that is. Who was the first president? George. That's the Washington Monument. But there's, who's that? Abraham Lincoln in marble. He's inside the Lincoln Monument. And this here are some soldiers here. That's from the Vietnam Memorial there. And another picture of the Vietnam Memorial. And this one here, what are the soldiers? This is in bronze. What are they doing? They're raising a flag, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's called the Iwo Jima Monument. And if you've ever been to Washington, you know that you're going to spend several days just seeing the monuments themselves. Let me see if there are any more. No, that was it. Well, do you know that we've got monuments and memorials here in this church? Come with me for a second. Come on. In the back here, there's a plaque. Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church, 1917 to 1919. So this was 100 years ago. And what do they have on here? Names. You see the names? These are some of the people, these are who were members of the church back then, who went off to fight during World War I. And to remember them and to honor their service, we have their names up here. But there's another one too. There's another monument or memorial around here. Where are you? Would you put it? Right over there. Let's go to that one for a second. Boy, you look at this one. Here's more.
And it says, "In the service of our country, pray for them."
The names here? So there's a lot of names here and a lot of names over there that came from this church. But there's one around here. And it's the biggest one. And there are several copies of it around here. You're almost looking at it. What's this big yellow one? That's a what? It's a cross, isn't it? Monument or memorial. It points to someone, which is whom? It points to Jesus, because we know that Jesus died on the cross, right? In order that we would be freed from our sins, he died in order to help us understand what the love of God is all about. And where is Jesus on that cross? Is he there anymore? He's resurrected from the cross, right? And if a monument points beyond itself, it's to remind us about Christ's resurrection. That Jesus
gives new life for us.
And that also,
that as a child of God,
you don't have to fear
death, you don't have to fear anything.
Because in the same way that Jesus conquered death and rose from the dead and came from off that cross, he's off that cross and he's with us now. And he's in our hearts, so that no matter where we go, he is with us. So every Sunday is a memorial day in a sense, isn't it? It is.
Okay.
Let's all hold hands in a circle. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for reminding us how important these persons who sacrificed their lives in order that we might experience the freedoms that we do in our country. We're so fortunate to live in this country. And may we be inspired to be able to offer up the same kind of sacrifice when the time comes for us in our own lives. Thank you so much for Jesus and the sacrifice he made on our behalf. And in Christ's name we pray. Amen.